CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The state of Maine joins Colorado in banning former President Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows.
I am mindful that no Secretary of State has ever before deprived a presidential candidate of ballot access under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
Determined he took part in an attempted insurrection on January 6th.
A judge in Virginia has dismissed a challenge from two political activists seeking to bar Mr. Trump from Virginia's ballot under the 14th Amendment. Vetoing a bill that would have banned gender-affirming care for minors, Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine saying it's a decision that should be made by parents and their doctors. Google has agreed to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit alleging that it spied on people who use the incognito mode in its Chrome browser so advertising technologies could track their internet use. This is ABC News. Egypt's offering a new hostage and ceasefire proposal for Israel and Hamas. ABC's Britt Clennett in Tel Aviv.
Israel's cabinet had been due to meet to discuss a deal with Hamas that would see them exchange hostages for prisoners. But, you know, this has now been cancelled by the country's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu met with families and he said that he doesn't have any details to offer them, but that there is ongoing communication. Now, Egypt says it has not got a reply from either side regarding a three-pronged deal that it has proposed. So publicly, really, there isn't much that they're reporting.
Parts of Ukraine picking up after an apparent barrage of new air attacks by Russia. More than a dozen people reported dead. ABC's Justin Finch in Washington.
The strikes come just after the White House announced a new $250 million military aid package for Ukraine and as it presses Capitol Hill to pass the president's new defense aid request for Ukraine.
Wall Street major indexes had strong gains for the year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small-town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes. We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Packers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the border battle. The Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, New Year's Eve, inside the big glass box with huge speakers. In downtown Minneapolis, known as U.S. Bank Stadium, both teams at 7-8, still alive for a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
I think this is one of the best venues to go play a football game in. Their fans are very supportive of the home team, and they do a great job of making it chaotic for the opposing team, especially for opposing offenses.
College football, the Badgers are in Tampa getting ready for Monday's ReliaQuest Bowl. Kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. Luke Fickell says to beat number 13th ranked LSU, he's counting on Wisconsin's offensive line.
You know, I really like where we are with those five guys, the Jack Nelsons and you know, Riley Malmans and Joe Hubers. It's played a lot of football. In particular, those guys have got to be tough, nasty dudes.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high in the low 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, high near 30. Currently it's 26.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. I hope everybody's having a great day. It is. This is our last show before New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is Sunday. We're not on Sunday nights anyway. We do a best of show on New Year's Day. And then we are going to do two abbreviated shows, January 2nd and 3rd. We'll be back at full strength on the 4th. We'll be here the 2nd and 3rd for a little bit. So we will miss you as we take a short break. I've got some other show busy things I have to do. But my heart will be here in the studio at Nightlight. And I love the relationship we've built so far, talking movies and TV and having fun and unwinding late at night. It's been fun doing that with you guys. And I love the participation. It is Friday, December 29th, as I mentioned. It's the eve of the eve of New Year's Eve. And there's some buildup, just like there was with Christmas. But I'm sure you guys are all getting ready to have your New Year's resolutions and to kick them into high gear and then forget about them 2 weeks later. That's kind of the pattern. So I, since I'm 12 years old, I'm giving up soda. I don't drink much. I like a soda once in a while. Conrad, you have a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just to be healthier. Live a healthier lifestyle, go to the gym, eat a little bit healthier, and yeah.
Yeah. Do you not eat healthy typically?
Sometimes I just don't feel like making anything, so I just make whatever's in the freezer.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, I wish you luck on that. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
We all want to be healthier.
Yeah.
I like the people that make their New Year's resolution. They just say, I'm just going to try to be a better person. No, sorry. You need to put a little more work into that answer. But everyone, good luck. I mean, it's a time to turn over a new leaf. You know, we all want to do it. We all improve on something. So I'm a muscular 6 foot. I wish I was more muscular. I wish I was taller. Maybe I'm still growing. I don't know. But I wish you luck. It'll be good to see how long we can stick with our resolutions. Got a lot to cover here and some really fun guests tonight. In just a few minutes, Christy, the proud owner of One Name, or so she wants to believe, Christy Barlament will be here. She is the manager and investor in City Deck, and she is really tied into the community here in Green Bay, which is where we broadcast our statewide show from, our Civic Media studios here at WGBW. And Christy is going to tell us about New Year's Eve and what's going on in Green Bay. And if those of you who don't live in Green Bay want a road trip here, it's a good town for a road trip. So we'd welcome you, I'm sure. I've never lived in Green Bay. actually lived here. I do the show from here, but I live about an hour away. And Christy's been kind of like the welcome wagon. She's just awesome. And she's on with Mino in the morning a lot, and I get jealous about that. So I asked her to come on the show tonight and talk about New Year's Eve in Green Bay. And then I'm going to talk to comedian and producer Becky Pettigo. She's very funny. I don't know Becky well, but I've always thought she was hilarious, and we have a lot of mutual friends. So she's going to come on and talk about the stand-up comedy world, and she's had her own Comedy Central special, and she's been on late-night TV, and she's just great. So I'm excited to talk to Becky. She's a great addition to Nightlight tonight. And then local actor, Wisconsin actor and filmmaker Kurt Krause will join us in the second part of the second hour. And that's how you Nightlight, folks. Our question tonight, all right, I have to preface this by saying I saw that Rob Thomas, who was on the show the other night, really, really great film critic from Madison and the Capital Times. Pardon me. Rob posted something on Twitter from an account called Midwest versus Everybody. And I don't know where they got this from, but I've seen a lot. I feel comfortable sharing this list because I've seen very similar lists to this. Wisconsin has a reputation for a couple things. Three things, let's say. Friendly people, cheese, and booze. And probably because we eat cheese and drink, we're friendly, at least at first. That's usually how it works. Then people get crabby. But anyway, there's a new list out. The top, I don't know who puts a top 13 list together, but they put a top 13 list. They published it on Midwest versus Everybody on Twitter. And I get all my news from Twitter, or X, Twix, as Todd Alba calls it. The top 13 cities for drinking. Number one. You guessed it. Conrad, can you venture a guess?
It's where we live. where I live now.
Did you officially move here?
Just today, actually, I moved in.
Today's your first day?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get you some friends. That's exciting. And when you live in a city that drinks this much, you should have no trouble making friends. Green Bay is number one. Here's the, this will either make you proud or sad. Of the top 13, eight cities, eight of the drunkest cities are in Wisconsin. How do we get anything done? I don't know. We have a beautiful state. We have great lakes, beautiful cities. We manage. We get it done. Green Bay is number one. Eau Claire is number two. Appleton is number three. Madison is number four. Then we go to North Dakota, Fargo, Oshkosh, Neenah. See, if they could have drank a little more, Wisconsin would have had the full top five. But Oshkosh, Neenah is number six. Missoula, Montana, Grand Forks. There's some drinkers in North Carolina or North Dakota, too. Wausau, La Crosse is 10th. La Crosse, Onalaska is 10th. Then we go to Mankato, Minnesota. Fond du Lac is 12th. And Iowa City is 13th. Conrad, do you notice a pattern there?
Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. Well, yeah. Something in the Midwest. Wisconsin, Midwest, Wisconsin.
Correct. Besides that, all cold weather cities. When I lived in LA, I drank so much less than I drank here. Now I don't drink as much anymore. But look, those winter months are long. I would be willing to bet that that is why. And tailgating. Let's be honest. Brewer games, Packer games. Tailgating as to drinking. How many of these cities have you lived in, Conrad?
So I just moved from Appleton, actually.
So you were in number three. Now you're in number one. I find the timing very peculiar on that. Conrad moves to Green Bay. And all of a sudden, it's number one. Suspect. All right. So you lived in Green Bay, Appleton.
So I saw a list as well. And close to number 13 was Milwaukee. And I lived there for a while, too. So... I feel like in the top 15, I lived in three of them. Okay. And I've visited a lot of the cities on the list, so.
And you must have done a fair amount of drinking during those visits.
That's where the visits were for.
To propel them onto this list. Every city makes the list after Conrad lives there. Coincidence? Coinkydink? I don't think so. I see a pattern. So that leads me to our question tonight. Does this make you proud? As a Wisconsin resident, are you proud that we have 18 of the top 13 drunkest cities in our state or embarrassed? My guess is most people maybe aren't proud, but would just kind of smile and go, oh, yeah. Like when Clark Griswold jumped his station wagon 50 yards and Rusty says, wow, Dad, you must have jumped this car 50 yards. And he says, well, it's nothing to be proud of, Russ. And then to himself, he says, 50 yards. So I feel like that's how Wisconsinites probably think about this list. Like they're kind of secretly proud, or it says we can party. I'm surprised Milwaukee's not on this list. And where I live right now, the Marinette area, for years, when we moved there from Chicago when I was in junior high, people would brag they had the most bars per capita of any city in America. And I was only like, at the time, I think there was like 12,000 people there. But that is an actual fact about Marinette. And also, they had the most unsolved murders. It's probably like one or two, but still, from a ratio standpoint. So that's the question. Are you proud that Wisconsin has 8 of the 13 drunkest cities in America? Or are you embarrassed? 920-264-0606. Let us know what you think. 920-264-0606. Or call. We love to talk to people, too. And if honestly, if you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, please do. It's so easy to use. You just click on Nightlight. You can listen. And there's a text icon right under there. You can just click it and text. It's so easy. Not that using a phone is that difficult. Although, for 8 of the cities on this list of 13, it might be difficult after a few pops. So that's what we're dealing with. That's the big news. That's breaking news here on Nightlight is how much Wisconsin drinks. I ask the questions people are scared to ask. And yeah, so let us know what you think. And then also, it's Ted Danson's birthday today. And Mary Tyler Moore, two titans of show business, have birthdays today. It's also... Every day I look up birthdays because I'm curious. And now it's all influencers that pop up. It's like, you know, Trixie, 9-year-old influencer. She's got 500 million followers. It's her birthday. How does that happen? How does a 9-year-old become an influencer without parents who are crazy? I don't know. But there is a guy who has a birthday today. He's 27. I had to weed through the influencers to get to all the actors and actresses. Don the Sauce God. He's 27. He's a YouTube personality. I assume Sauce is, well, I hope he's a chef. I mean, that was weird. But happy birthday, Don the Sauce God. If you're listening, what are the odds, Conrad, that he is listening? How funny. With Don the Sauce God, if you're listening, 920-264-0606. Give us a call. We want to talk to you about your sauces and why you're the sauce god. That's a bold statement. You'd think actual God would make the best sauce. But he's got, or she's got other things to worry about. So Ted Danson turned 76 today. Mary Tyler Moore passed away in 2017. But she was a groundbreaking personality on TV, an actress. She was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Her company, MTM, was responsible, I don't think a lot of people know this, for tons of shows on network television. And the show Mary Tyler Moore, in addition to being hilarious and having an incredible cast, broke ground and tackled a lot of serious issues. So we'll talk about them when we come back from a very quick break. Please don't leave. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another night, it's so-
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, I stand corrected. Don the Sauce God is not 27, and he's not even Don the Sauce God. He is young Don the Sauce God. He is 29. He calls himself a YouTube star. Now, if I were a real journalist, I would have gone to YouTube and checked it out, but I kind of did this as an aside, you know, thought. But, it, you know, on the off chance, young Don the Sauce God is listening to Nightlight on his 29th birthday. He looks like the type of guy that would have more of a social life than that, but, you know, could be pacing himself for New Year's Eve. Please call Don. Young Don the Sauce God is 29. So I want to say, too, Conrad, we have to, I want to remind people here in Wisconsin, weed is not legal. Do not even think about smoking weed on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day for that matter. Conrad, I am not a rule breaker. I don't make the rules. I do try to abide by them. And just to remind people, we have a public service announcement here regarding marijuana that I want people to familiarize themselves with because weed is not legal. New Year's Eve, right around the corner. Go ahead, Conrad.
With what? Sorry.
Oh, the public service announcement.
Oh, yes, weed. Yes, yes.
What, huh? Speaking of weed.
Evil Weed. A film by Russell B. Evil Weed. A film. Evil Weed. A film by Russell B. Johnson.
Billy got mixed up with the wrong bunch of boys. They want Billy to sample marijuana. Careful, Bill. It's the devil. Billy succumbs to peer pressure and underestimates the power of the evil weed. Look out, Bill. You can stop that locomotive with your face. Too bad for Bill. This has been a film by Russell B. Johnson.
Oh, well, there you go. You see what can happen if you do decide to sample some illegal marijuana. That's the kind of thing that can happen. That's how they used to scare people. That's the great Mike Toomey who was kind enough to share that clip about marijuana. So just keep that in mind, folks, not to be messed with. We got a couple texts here already. Sue says, hello from Waukesha. Well, hello, Sue. Weed is illegal. Emily J. Bruckner, Detroit into house. All right, Emily. I assume they're listening on the stream. But either way, thanks for joining us for Nightlight tonight on Ted Danson and Mary Tyler Moore's birthday and on a very big day here in Wisconsin where we were voted 13 of our cities. Were voted the drunkest. No, I'm sorry. 8 of our cities of the top 13 were voted the drunkest. And whoever put that list together, top 13, give me a break. And Conrad, is it a coincidence that we play a public service announcement about marijuana and you couldn't figure out the clip?
I might have forgot to edit out the beginning.
There's no swears. So Ted Danson is a giant, as is Mary Tyler Moore. Let's do, Conrad, let's play a little tribute to Ted Danson. This is from the show Cheers. Diane has just returned. Sam and Diane have this lengthy thing where they're on again, off again. It's a very funny relationship, kind of made the show. She comes back from a date, a long weekend, and comes into Cheers with the date, and they have a little fun with it. Go ahead, Conrad.
Oh, looky. There's Diane and her date back from the weekend.
Thanks for dropping me off, Walter. Bye-bye.
You want to hear me do it one last time?
No, Walter. I have to get to work now.
28. Why don't you introduce me to your coworkers? I'm sure they'd get a bang out of this.
Oh, I don't really think that, Hello, Sam. Walter Franklin, Sam Malone.
How do you do? Ted.
He's able to tell you instantly how many letters there are in any sentence you say.
66. Well, that's quite a gift.
15.
Been at it all weekend.
How many days did it seem like?
24.
Listen, Walter, I have to go to work now. Thanks again for a lovely weekend.
Two sentences, 30 and 28.
Stop doing that, Walter.
19.
I mean it.
7. Really, that's enough of this now. I better get going. Goodbye, Diane. Nice seeing you, Sam.
Yeah.
4.
By the way, Walter.
14. Yes, Sam. What is it?
How was Diane on a scale of 100?
29.
Oh, that's great. That's Cheers. That's Ted Danson, who turns 76 today. But just to think of, like, Cheers, Becker, I think The Good Place. He was also in a movie. He's like a really solid actor too, not just comedy, even though that's where he's had most of his success. He was in a movie called Body Heat with William Hurt years and years ago. I think he was in Three Men and a Baby. I think he was one of the men. And then he was in a movie called Cousins with William Peterson and Lloyd Bridges and maybe Sean Young back in the late 80s, which is an underrated comedy, very funny. Was derived from a French film, I think, called Cousin Cuisine. Very funny, but Ted Danson, a very talented guy. We did get the two texts I've gotten so far. Very proud to be part of this drunk ass state is one of them. And then the other one is proud too. Conrad, where do you weigh in on that? Are you proud? Are you embarrassed? How do you feel about this? This is your new city? Is the drunkest city in America?
I'm very proud.
You're proud.
Okay. I'm very proud.
Good for you. Okay, no judgment. And you've lived in Appleton. That's number 3.
Yep.
Okay. You should try to hit them all, man. You could raise the bar in every city you live in.
I'll be in La Crosse next.
You'll be in La Crosse. He's on his drunk tour. My guest tonight, folks, a lot of fun. Really just great people on the show tonight. Christy Barlament will join us in a couple of minutes. After that, we have comedian and producer Becky Pedigo. She's had her own Comedy Central specials. She's been on late night TV. Very funny and a very successful producer too, and a great writer. She'll be along at the top of the hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, local actor and producer, filmmaker, Kurt Krause. He's been part of some really cool stuff that's taken place specifically here in Northeast Wisconsin. He kind of goes all over depending on where the work is, like most actors, but he's a really good actor. And I met him years ago. There's an interesting story about how we met. So our question tonight is, are you proud of Wisconsin's drinking reputation or embarrassed? We took 8 spots of the top 13. 8 of the drunkest cities in America, 8 of the top 13 are here in Wisco, baby. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll be happy.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The state of Maine joins Colorado in banning former President Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows.
I am mindful that no Secretary of State has ever before deprived a presidential candidate of ballot access under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
Determined he took part in an attempted insurrection on January 6th.
A judge in Virginia has dismissed a challenge from two political activists seeking to bar Mr. Trump from Virginia's ballot under the 14th Amendment. Vetoing a bill that would have banned gender-affirming care for minors, Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine saying it's a decision that should be made by parents and their doctors. Google has agreed to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit alleging that it spied on people who used the incognito mode in its Chrome browser so advertising technologies could track their internet use. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high in the low 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, high near 30. It's 24 right now.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Nightlight, the Friday of the laziest week of the year between Christmas and New Year's. We have an excuse to just kind of lay around, binge watch stuff, chill out, spend time with families. New Year's Eve is right around the corner. And New Year's Eve in Wisconsin is a pretty big deal, as it is everywhere. But I thought this would be a great guest to bring onto the show. And it's my pleasure to welcome her to the show. She is a Green Bay resident, the city deck manager and investor, but she secretly wishes she only went by one name. Christy Barlamin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Pete.
You're welcome. Let's start the groundswell. Just Christy.
Yeah. And we've always been cordial, you know, professional, but how did we actually start to the actual, why are you parked there moment?
Oh,
see. You remember that?
Yeah, Christy. Okay. I'm going to give you some backstory. So
please
here
do.
At City Deck, I got a parking space. She told me where to park. But like most American families, we're a two-car family, and I think I had the wrong car or something. I was parked, and she said, excuse me, why are you parked there? And I leaned out the window, and she's like, oh, it's you.
Best friends ever since.
We worked it out. Yeah, we're regular pals.
We pal
around all the time.
I try not to hit his car. We have this mutual respect for each other.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You'd be doing me a favor if you hit it, but that's okay. So you say you're the manager and investor. Does being an investor make you manage better?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I like to think so. We're really proud of this building. So in October of 2022, we bought the property. This whole first floor was vacant. There was no Waterfront Market, no Anchor Coffee, and obviously Civic Media wasn't here.
Yeah.
We created it all from scratch. Within 6 months, we were open. So we have a beautiful market. We really pride ourselves on supporting small local businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great. And
yeah.
you've become really like a friend of the Mino and the Mayor show. You're on there
yeah.
all the time.
I love those guys. When I came in tonight, I almost said, good morning.
You're not usually here at this hour.
No, I'm
so,
not.
Okay. But you did drop off gift bags last week, which was very sweet. You're like
You're
kind of a,
welcome.
I can't believe, Christy is one of those people that just does everything and like one of those people you can't keep up with, at least me. Like she's got gift bags. I'm like, I hadn't even bought my family gifts yet. And Christy's dropping off gift bags for people she doesn't know that well. And she returns your text. If I don't hear back from you within like 4 seconds, I'm like, is everything okay? Like,
I know, right?
You have to be that way for your job?
A little spazzy, right? A little OCD.
That's okay.
I do. I get that.
All right. So, lifelong dream of yours to have one name. We're going to see what we can do about that. I want to talk to you before we move. Oh, first of all, tell us, you got some really cool press from the Green Bay Press Gazette about City Deck.
So we were one in the top 10 new businesses opening for 2023.
Nice.
Yeah, so really proud of that. Like I said, it was all vacant. Within 6 months, this whole ground level was filled up. I'm at a, not to brag, 100% occupancy. I'm pre-leasing into 2024.
Wow.
I always joke that we should open a quick care clinic because I have about 14 surgeons in the building now.
You do.
That's
good to know. There is a doctor in the house.
Multiple. Yes.
Is there a podiatrist?
There isn't. And if there was, John Mino would know because of his gout.
Oh, dear.
Yes. He always talks about his gout.
Does John's urologist live in the building?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
John,
I don't
I'm kidding. I don't know what you got. I don't know what your history is. I can't get into it because of HIPAA. I don't want to go there.
Those HIPAA laws.
Those HIPAA laws.
They get you every time.
So, all right. So you know a lot about Green Bay. You lived here your whole life?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, the Howard Suamico area.
All right. What do you love about Green Bay? Be the spokesperson for Green Bay right now.
I love how it feels big, but in a small community. You can do so much, but you don't have to travel. I love that, you know, even though you had me on the night about how many cities, the biggest drinking,
yeah.
I was like, Pete, is that why you're having me on? That has nothing to do
you
with it, right?
We were having an intervention and we wanted to call you in here.
Were people, I was wondering why the table was missing in the living room there.
You sound like you have a really guilty guy. Like, why is that table missing? Does this have to do with my drinking?
I brought sugar cookies too. But no, what I really love about, especially this time of season, when you drive over the bridge, how lit up
Beautiful.
And spectacular it is. All the things that you can do. And there's my friend Tracy.
Everybody waves here.
But yeah, aren't they friendly? But it's just a nice,
yeah.
You know, it's a nice, safe community. You can feel safe. You don't, I feel like you don't even have to lock your doors here. I mean, it's a good community. There's so much to do. It's not all about drinking. You can go enjoy the city deck. Sure. Magnetic fish.
Magnetic fish. We have to get into that, yes, too. Don't let me forget to ask you about magnetic fishing. I'm learning so much. I moved here. I was a transplant from Chicago in junior high.
Okay.
We don't fish.
No.
We don't hunt. We don't snowmobile. I have no idea why my parents... Honestly, for the longest time, I thought we were witness protection or something because, you know, you move from a city like that to a small town.
Sure.
As it turns out, there's nothing nefarious. They just wanted a small town experience. So, yeah. And it's a lovely place. So tell me about magnetic fishing. Are you an outdoorsy type person?
We are. So I have an 8-year-old son. We got into magnetic fishing, and you know my friend Ed the diver.
I don't know him personally. I have his reputation, I certainly know. Good Marinette resident. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you take, it's basically, you know, a big magnet, just a circular magnet with a rope, and you throw it in the river or any body of water, and you get treasures. We have pulled out an electric bike. I'll have to show you pictures, and you can share them, just covered in zebra mussels. We've gotten valves off ships.
So how old was that bike that it was covered in mussels, is it?
They guessed about 3 years.
Oh, okay.
We've gotten a spotlight right where Hagemeister Park is here. We've gotten skeleton keys, some of the coolest things ever. It's addicting. And the look on my little guy's face, every time he pulls up the rope and has a treasure, it's like Christmas.
All right, what are you going to do when he pulls up a foot with an ankle bracelet attached to it?
Call Ed. He's the guy. He has the number to all the authority.
I bet he does.
He really does. He has pulled up, you know, rifles. He's pulled up safes, hard drives. Because, you know, like mad girlfriends and wives, they'll throw hard drives in rivers.
Wow, really?
You should see some of the things he pulls up.
I'll have to back up all my stuff. Well, that's good. Okay.
Just a warning, right?
It's just a warning. I'm talking with Christy Barlamont. She is the manager here of this complex that we call home at Civic Media in Green Bay. And you're talking about City Deck in Green Bay. Yeah. The show is statewide, but you know what? I think you are such a proponent for your city. It's admirable. And
thank you.
You told me, I think the first time I met you, you said, did you just hear we were rated the number one city, small city to live in America? I thought, that's so cool.
Isn't it?
So by the time you're done here, I expect people to be moving. Green Bay will be the biggest city in Wisconsin within a year, thanks to you.
We have a pretty gosh darn cool statue right outside the studio here, the I Love Green Bay statue.
Yeah, that is cool. Like
12,000 pounds of cheese.
Is that what it is?
Just a little, yeah.
Okay, so now we have to dig in. We got to do a deep dive into Green Bay here. Number one city to live in, but also drunkest city in America.
Isn't that sad?
Okay, so our question tonight. No, that's interesting because a lot of people would say, yeah, Green Bay in the house, you know.
No, I think it's sad.
It is weird. I don't know how they measure that, first of all. Like, most puke on the sidewalks. Well, how do they do that?
You know, and I've seen my share on Washington Street. I'm not going to lie.
Same.
You know?
And look, I'm not judging. I was young once, too.
So was I.
But I think that's impressive. It's cold.
It is.
And there's a lot of drinkers. But it's still the number one city.
It is.
So something must be going on here.
It speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, with the city deck, I can't say it enough how beautiful that looks all lit up. You can just take a stroll. There's fun photo ops. You get hot chocolate with marshmallows. I mean, Whitney Park is right down the road on Main Street. That is an awesome park. It's lit up like a wonderland. You can just go with your family, stroll the streets. It's safe. It's clean. And it's just good family fun. You don't have to sit in a bar and get trashed.
You don't have to.
You don't.
But it's there if you need it.
It is. Every block.
It's one of those cities where when you, like, this was always a conduit to me for other parts of Wisconsin. I would go over the big bridge and I would just kind of glance and I'm like, oh, there's Green Bay. But it's one of those cities. Milwaukee's kind of like this too. You get off the freeway and you drive through the neighborhoods. And you're like, oh wow, this is really cool.
It's a lot.
So yeah, that's really, I love that. So, okay. So you kind of seem like you have your finger on the pulse of the social scene here.
A little.
Don't give
me too much credit.
You know tons of people. I was talking to you the other day in the coffee place, and you're waving at people as they walk by and blowing kisses and kissing babies and shaking hands. What do I do? Let's say I live in Green Bay, and I want to do something on New Year's Eve. Where's the place to be?
Honestly, I would say Epic Event Center is the place to be. Seven Dust, you know them?
I've heard of them through you.
Yeah, yes. It's an amazing band. Epic is owned by Mark Scogan. He owns all the festival foods in the state of Wisconsin. He owns Capital Credit Union Park, where the
ice skating rink.
Yes, no. That's Titletown.
Old Fishing Hole.
The baseball players. Yeah, the baseball team.
Oh, Fox City's
The Rocketeers.
What Conrad, are they? You're the sports guy. Help us out.
Wait, what?
16 hours today.
He's like smoking weed in there or something. I just read the damn public service announcement.
I thought this was my intervention, Conrad.
Sorry, guys.
But no, it's a clean, safe event. It's a great place to go to. You don't have to wait in line for drinks. There's never a line for the bathroom. Every seat is a good seat in that place. But yeah, okay. Seven Dust is playing. They're going to have champagne at midnight. It's going to be great. If you like Seven Dust, yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. All right. So there, if you don't have plans from, I will call you Christy, the one word, or Miss Green Bay.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a lot. Are there still tickets available if people want to go?
It's sold out, okay. But you might be able to find some. And one other cool event is tomorrow, on December 30th. It's called the Winter Market on Military. And this is completely free, and it's from 9 to 1 p.m. And that's the Military Avenue Business District. And it's an indoor winter market, and it's all locally grown, raised, made, created, and crafted. Like, all about supporting small local businesses.
Nice.
That's huge.
Huge, and you've talked about that before, so good for you. You've always,
Try to advocate for the little guys.
Exactly. Although City Deck is kind of
little.
Is it little? Would you consider it a little business?
76, when we bought it, was 76 units, and I turned a 233 square foot little undone apartment into a unit and leased it out for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
It's a little loft, but so now we're at 77.
233
square feet. It's a beautiful, it turned it into a little loft.
Wow. The
person that used to own this building only made that so he could be left alone to watch Packer games. It was never finished. We didn't even know it existed.
Where is that guy now? Did the FBI start a file on him or something? Oh, my gosh.
Not that I know of.
Nobody talked to him.
I think he's
the anti-tailgater. Oh, my gosh.
He's doing some new development.
Yeah.
Great people, though. But we love it here.
So if you had to pick one bar in Green Bay, and then I promise we'll stop with the drinking. We got to focus on Conrad's drug problem.
Your drug problem and my drinking problem.
I wanted you both to be here so I could. One bar in Green Bay. What's your favorite?
I love, I really do like Hangmeister's Next Door, but I also love, it's really hard to pick, honestly.
Yeah,
I love Cock and Bull.
Watch your language.
Right on, no.
Where is that?
Right on Main Street. Okay. It's a very nice establishment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then restaurant.
Chef Fusions, definitely.
You just talked about that. I got to check that place out. What do they make there?
Broadway. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Good tenderloin.
Good chicken fingers?
I don't even know if they have them there.
It's a classy joint. I like that answer. All right. I am talking with Christy Barlament. Can you hang for 60 seconds?
I can.
A few more minutes.
My
I know
pleasure.
You're a busy girl. She is the welcome wagon for Green Bay, at least as far as I'm concerned. She's on with Mino in the morning every week on Fridays, and she's going to talk to us a few more minutes. I am going to get to the bottom. I want gossip on Mino and the mayor, and we'll talk about that. And our question tonight is, are you proud of Wisconsin's drinking reputation or embarrassed? We were ranked, Green Bay, well, the whole state, we took 8 of the top 13 spots, the drunkest cities, 8 of the top 13. They're all in the Midwest, but 8 of the top 13 are in Wisconsin. Does that make you proud or embarrassed? Or are you taking this long to decide? You can text us 920-264-0606 or call. We'd love to hear your voice, and we are going to listen for slurring. This is Pete Schwab. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. There's so much that you want. You deserve much more than this. If dreams came true, oh, wouldn't that be nice? This ain't no dream. We're living through tonight. You want it, you take it, you pay a price.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Hey, have a good day.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live statewide from the City Deck Studios at WGBW here in Green Bay. And with me right now is Christy Barlamet, the manager of City Deck. And that's not like, that sounds like I'm only having you on because you manage the building. You really are a great advocate for your city in Green Bay.
Thank you, Pete.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, and Conrad, our question tonight, are you proud of Wisconsin's drinking reputation or embarrassed? 920-264-0606. We've gotten only two texts so far, and they didn't even address the question, which tells me they're drunk. So chime in, 920-264-0606, or text us on the app, or call, or send snail mail. We love reading those letters.
I think there's other good things to be proud of, like, you know, like the draft coming here. And there's a bunch of stuff to be proud. The NFL draft.
Oh, the NFL
draft. That draft. Who needs intervention now?
Oh, listen, if I thought I was getting drafted at my age, I'd be the biggest drunk in the world right now. I'd be schlepping booze back here all day. Conrad, you ever thought about joining the military?
I can't say I have.
No?
No.
Think about it.
I have.
I can't see space right now.
You know what I did? When I was 19, I was in really good shape. And I actually thought, you know, my dad was a Marine. My uncles were Marines. Sure. And I thought, you know, I knew I wanted to be a comedian, but I was like, yeah, maybe I'll just test the waters and see. So I talked to a Marine recruiter. Yeah. And he called me like three times. He's like my best buddy. Yeah. And then I tell him, he goes, do you have any health issues? I'm like, well, I have asthma, but it's controlled. And he goes, oh, we can't use you. Click. Hangs up on me. Like,
what's the problem?
I didn't expect to be best friends with the guy, and I wasn't going to join anyway. I'm just jackass. All right, Christy. So let's get back into it. We're doing a deep dive on Green Bay with one of its most proud citizens. If you couldn't live in Green Bay, where would you live?
If I couldn't live in Green Bay, I would probably say I always wanted to live in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Honestly, no. Yeah. My little guy is in Fort Myers, Florida right now. I just hung up with him before I came over.
That's a big trip for an 8-year-old.
It is. He went with grandma and grandpa. Oh, okay. So it's been hard.
He wasn't flying solo.
No, no.
All right. Okay.
No. He had someone carrying his luggage. Yeah. That's why I'm here for the intervention.
He actually biked down there. He's fine.
Yeah. Because Pete asked me, he's like, is that your little guy's bike? Because there are literally no kids here. It's just me and my little guy. Yeah.
So he probably is like, obviously, he's the favorite kid because everybody probably.
And we do. I'm not trying to bray, but we have the sweetest residents. Like, I'll wake up in the morning and we have like fresh baked cookies by our door. I mean, caramels this morning. Wow. You know, we all really, really look out for each other. It's a great community.
All right. You sold me. Give me an application. I'll take Mino's apartment. John and I, we'll have bunk beds.
I love how Jim always says he's in the right building, but the cheapest unit because he's in the studio.
Okay. Is he in the 233 square foot?
No, okay. That's not him.
All right.
He's on the fourth floor. That's on the fifth floor.
All right, that's pretty good. So you're on with Mino and the Mayor. That's the morning show in Green Bay and Oshkosh on Civic Media here. Mino and the Mayor, very popular show. Great guys.
Great
Do you
guys.
Have a good time with those guys in the morning?
Great guys. Yeah, love them. They're a riot.
Yeah, they're fun. Do you have a favorite? And you can say it.
Probably Jim.
Well, of course.
he cooks. He is the most phenomenal cook. Todd forgot his dinner here the other night, so he gave me his ham and scalloped potatoes. I ate that for lunch and dinner. And then I got pea soup today because of the...
From Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He is the most phenomenal cook. Wow. And he made these stuffed jalapenos with like this cream cheese filling. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. We went apple picking one time. Walter and I went with Donna and Jim and Milton. You know, the famous Milton. You see his portrait everywhere.
Oh, is that the dog?
His dog. Okay. Yeah. And we went apple picking and made homemade apple crisp. Like, they are really into cooking. They're just really good, wholesome people.
They sure sound like it. You have an obvious favorite. It's Jim Schmidt. Sorry.
I adore Jim and Donna. They're really good people. Yeah. Not to say John's not. John and Julie are great. Absolutely.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right.
But John, I'm trying to go to bat for you here.
But one of my favorites is Dennis from the Glam Band. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
We have a lot of fun doing our little segment.
Nice. And where can we see? How can I get him in here to perform?
You ask me.
Buddy, Eric, I've had conversations with.
Eric Johnson, the
drummer. I think I'm friends with Dennis on social media, but I got to get him
Eric,
in here.
Oh, Eric Rastak from Ask Eric Your Rastak. Mother.
Yeah. It's a great
Another name. Great guy. Stretch. Have you ever seen him perform?
No.
Oh, my gosh. That guy can jump.
Really? You think the studio here can handle it? Or?
Yeah, I think it can.
All right.
But that's why they call him Stretch.
Oh, is he real tall, too?
Very tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think he could take me?
I don't know. Maybe a little. Depends on the night.
All right. When Eric does the show, he and I are going to fight. It's not going to be angry. We're just curious, and we want Christy to see who can do it. Okay,
I'll be the judge.
So you have no deep, dark secrets about Mino and the mayor?
Not really that I can say on air.
Yeah, they get along like frighteningly well. It's almost suspicious.
Cute, like when they are together, like if they miss something. Like we were at the Meyer Theater for an event. John was calling Jim, and Jim actually excused himself. He's like, it's John. He's not feeling well. His knee's really bothering him. He actually excused himself.
Oh, wow.
We were at Ace Champions dinner event. It was cute. I'm not going to lie. They're like a little married couple.
Yeah, they went to the Christmas party together too.
They called me while they were lost.
And they called you?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about something else, but they were like 2.5 hours in and they were lost on a back row and they called me to talk about city council.
That's really strange. Christy, we're lost in the middle of the state. Don't they know city deck ends?
And don't they know I have no sense of direction? I rarely drive.
I obviously don't know that. All right.
Person.
So if they're both falling off a cliff, who do you save?
Both of them. Milton.
Milton the dog. I'm sure they would have no problem accepting that answer.
Pete, you're going to get me in trouble.
No, you're fine. I love
Todd,
those guys.
Todd, where are you?
They were great about helping me promote my show. They've both been on
Aren't
the show.
They?
They're
yes.
so much fun. Yeah. So, and you're a great addition to their show in the morning, too. So we didn't really clear much up here. We don't know if Green Bay has a drinking problem. We'll keep asking people and hope they respond. And it's not something you want to, right before New Year's Eve, you don't want to try to stop drinking. So, but maybe we found a good cumulative effort for a resolution. Do you have a resolution before we let you go?
I actually said, just to be more mindful, like not like what's happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future, be more present.
That,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Be more zen.
Daily affirmations. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I would say that's probably my biggest.
All right. You need to talk to Conrad because he's just.
You and I got to find the living room table first. We'll sit down and have a little intervention.
Put Conrad's pot brownies on the table.
I'm very concerned where that table is.
It's in the kitchen.
That's where my OCD happens.
Christy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have a great New Year's, and thanks for all you do.
My pleasure. Thanks,
all right.
guys.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, comedian and producer Becky Pettigo, and we'll talk more about Mary Tyler Moore. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,